You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Stephen Tersini on the line, and he's a vision correction surgeon over at Brinton Vision. Stephen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Adam.
All right, so excited to get into a little bit more about what you're doing as a correction surgeon. But before we do that, let's get a little bit further into Brinton Vision. So tell us a little bit more about the company, please.
Yeah, so Brinton Vision, we are a full-spectrum vision correction, vision correction specialty clinic in St. Louis, Missouri. What that means is, we focused on what's called refractive surgery. It's just the fancy term for vision correction surgery. That includes LASIK, not just LASIK, but there's a whole kind of spectrum of procedures that are available and approved these days to correct people's vision, similar to the way LASIK does. And so, we focus, on basically what the procedure is best for the patient based on their age, and the shape of their eye and their prescription. And it's really catered and focused, around exactly what they need and what the best fit for them is, and make sure we provide that to the patient. And so that's kind of our goal and our mission is to, be the provider that really you can go to have all of the options available to you that we have these days.
All right, Steven. So here goes my confession. I wanted you on the show because I need some consultation. Now, I'm one of those people that have wanted to get, LASIK or some type of procedure done for many years, and I have that minor astigmatism / football eye, very small. My prescription has not changed in, over 10 years. So it's kind of stabilized, they say. My question for you is, trends in the industry overall. I guess in my mind, the reason I've been putting it off is because I'm like, as soon as I get it, they're going to come out with something better. What are your thoughts on that, on my nonsensical approach to it? Because not being qualified.
Yeah, I get where you come from. That's a concern that a lot of patients have, but it's never been a better time to have vision correction surgery. For a patient for whom it's you're a good candidate and it'd be a safe option for you, there are so many options you have these days where, we can feel very confident that you can have good, long-lasting vision. And there's nothing on the horizon where a patient would come in and I'd say, this other technology is just about to get approved. The technology we have is so good these days, and things do get better all the time. But there's the technology that we have today is so good that it's not at the point where I would feel like I would be doing the patient a disservice by saying, oh yeah, do this now. But in the back of my mind thinking, oh, but now if they were to wait a little bit, they could get something so much better. It's just, the technology is so good, and technology continues to get better, but it's the changes are so incremental and small right now that you would not be doing yourself a disservice to look into it and you'd want to make sure you're a good candidate and it's safe and it's the right thing for you. But as long as you were, I wouldn't hold back just because you think maybe things would get better down the road.
Yeah, again, I'm probably just making excuses, to be honest, but I had to throw that one out there for you. Let's talk a little bit more about, and again, not asking you to give medical advice, and I know each patient has their own thing, and they have to do their own checkup and other things like that, but who are typically, some of the people listening right now, they're curious, they've heard about at it. They're tired of wearing contacts. They're tired of glasses. And they maybe, and obviously have to go to their local person and see what, and see if they're a right candidate. But what are some of the things that somebody should think about to where they might be a good fit for a corrective procedure?
Yeah. So there are a lot of things that we think about. Age is one of them, and folks who are kind of over 40, thinking about vision correction and started to need, reading glasses or bifocals, sometime in your 40s, that's what kind of the point that everybody gets to usually. There's always some trade-offs that we have to consider then, because your eye is changing and going through an aging process. And so we always, talk about those considerations with patients. There are risks with any procedures, but there are also risks of wearing contacts, there are risks of driving down the road. Your freeway to work. And so you have to be comfortable with the risks. The nice thing is that these days, LASIK and vision correction procedures have become some of the safest procedures performed in the world. The risk of complications are very low. But if someone is extremely risk averse, that might be a reason for that person to not, maybe not have something done. But it's good to know that this is, understand that it's not magic that we're doing. It is a procedure, it is surgery, but it's safe. But that's another consideration to think about. And a lot of the other things, are very patient to patient. Certain abnormalities your eye may have that maybe you weren't aware of. A lot of people come to us and, they say, hey, I want LASIK. But we look at their scans and everything and say, LASIK probably isn't the best option for you. Maybe it wouldn't give you the best quality of vision, or it wouldn't be safe long term. But hey, there's these two other options you have that would be great for you. We think it would give you great vision, stable long term, good for the overall health of your eyes. And so it's important to get a full evaluation from, I think the best evaluation always comes from the surgeon who will be doing the procedure. They know, they're the ones that are doing it day in and day out and see the patients over the long term, and know kind of just by experience what's best for each patient's unique eye and circumstances. And so getting that full evaluation and understanding that they're, you may be surprised about what your options might be. It might be something maybe you haven't heard of before. But knowing that at least, and I'm sure with most surgeons, but at least at Britton Vision, we're going to be looking out for your best interests and want to make sure we're doing the safest thing for you and, the best thing for your vision long term, for a lifetime. You're going to have your eyes and your vision for a lifetime. We want to kind of put together a plan that helps you have your, best vision for the rest of your life.
Let's talk a little bit more about lenses and lens technology, specifically like in contacts and other things like that. So anything interesting in that space that you're kind of seeing?
So, a lot of the procedures we do are to get people out of contact lenses. Contact lenses they work really well. They're safe. They're kind of outside of the spectrum of things that we kind of prescribe and deal with for the most part. In terms of talking about lenses, though, there are a couple different vision correction options that we have that involve lenses. They're not lenses that go on the surface of your eye. They're lens implants, actually, that correct the vision from the inside. One of them is refractive lens exchange. It's similar in a lot of the technical aspects to like a cataract surgery, where we replace that internal lens in your eye with another lens focuses the light better to, correct your prescription. And also there's a technology called fake intraocular lenses, or one of them is called the ICL, or implantable column lens, or implantable contact lens. It's basically a lens that gets inserted underneath the surface of your eye that corrects the prescription from the inside. So those are some of the technologies that we have and we use fairly frequently to help correct people's vision.
Wow, that's amazing. I love it. It's good. I mean, because, ultimately, and for people that correct me if I'm wrong, so for some people that, as you mentioned, so somebody may come in thinking that LASIK's the route, and then it may be completely different, and they may not have understood or knew that this lens technology existed, but it just opens up the pool of people that are able to benefit from really corrective surgery in general. Am I off on that, or am I kind of correct?
No, that's exactly right. There are plenty of people who come to us and, you know, who come to us and have been told other places that maybe that other place will just does LASIK, you know, comes mm-hmm. to us and say, hey, I was told I couldn't have LASIK and that you have all these other options. And, you know, oftentimes we're able to tell them, yeah, we have this option. I think it'd work well for you. And we correct their vision, and they are able to live their life free from glasses and contacts.
Man, that's awesome. I love it. So, Stephen, if somebody's listening to this and they want more information on Brinton Vision, I mean, what's the best way for them to reach out and to learn more?
Yeah, so one way, you know, that you can, one way that's really easy is just to go to our website, brintonvision.com. You know, there's a whole lot of information about all the vision correction options we offer for patients. You know, from LASIK to ICL to refractive lens exchange, just all the different things if you're just kind of curious about what there is these days. You can also call us. Our phone number, is 314-375-2020. You know, those are probably the best two ways to get in contact with us. You can also email us at info@brinvision.com. We always have folks who are very responsive at, you know, answering phone calls or emails, and we try to get back to you usually within the same day.
Awesome. Well, hey, Stephen, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great stuff you're doing over at Brinton Vision to help people correct their eyesight. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave a review in the Apple iTunes store. If you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Money, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments on the video. Love to know what kind of things you're working on. And Stephen, thanks again for coming on the show.